Security in the Hands of Christ, Part 1. A meditation of Ken White Reyes on the song, All I Have is Christ, by Shane and Shane.
Was lost in darkest night, yet thought I knew the way, the sin that promised joy in life had led me to the grave. I had no hope that you would own a rebel to your will, and if you had not loved me first, I would refuse you still. Hallelujah, all I have. Jesus is my life. But as I ran my hell-bound race, indifferent to the cost, you looked upon helpless state and led me to the cross, and I beheld God's love display. You suffered in my place, you bore the wrath reserved for me. Now all I know, hallelujah, all I have is Christ, hallelujah, Jesus is my yours alone. Live so all might see the strength to follow your commands could never come from me. Oh Father, use my ransom life in any way. Let my song forever be my only boast is you. Hallelujah, all I have is Christ, hallelujah. Thank you. praise the one risen Son.
Galatians 2 verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2 verse 20. Security is a funny thing. Oftentimes, the people who seek security the most are the first to lose it. Those who seek financial security often lose everything in this pursuit. Those who seek physical security are often struck by the most unexpected ailments. Those who seek spiritual security outside of Christ are often in doubt and struggling with the truths in which they believe. Have you considered how it would be if the security of our salvation were similarly uncertain? If our salvation is here one day and gone the other, then how would we ever feel secure? If we are near to God one day and distant the other, how would we feel His love and communion? To echo Paul's words in Romans 7, thanks be to God who delivers us through Jesus Christ our Lord. If our salvation were dependent on our right feeling or right thinking each day, then we would be lost to eternal doubt and struggle. If we have to feel especially pious to be saved, then each time we struggle, we would have to doubt our entire salvation over again. Praise the Lord that this is not the case. We are saved because of Christ's work and Christ's person. To Him we are united, and we have died and been raised with Him. The immensity of this truth should not be understated. Surely, our faith and response are indeed God-enabled necessities for us to receive salvation. But if we truly trust in Christ and are united to Him, then we are hidden in Him and can find security in Him. When we feel especially downcast, we are one with Him. When we struggle with doubts, we are one with Him. When we are crying for temptations to relent, we are one with Him. And because we are one with Him, we are one with the Father, as written in John chapter 17. In this lies our security. In this lies our faith. Christ, in His infinite love, has delivered us and keeps us in His everlasting hand. What then can separate us from Him?
The proceeding has been brought to you by the United Evangelical Church of Malabon. Thanks for listening. May God bless you.